The New York Attorney General's office is investigating finances at the National Rifle Association after a messy leadership struggle that became public over the weekend while the gun rights group was holding its annual meeting in Indianapolis. President Trump, who spoke to NRA members on Friday, tweeted this morning that the NRA, quote, must get its act together quickly, stop the internal fighting, and get back to greatness fast. Joining us here in the studio is Mark Marmont. He's senior editor at the Wall Street Journal, and he's been reporting this story. Mark, welcome. Good to see you.
Great to be here.
So explain what is going on here. Oliver North, the conservative folk hero since the Iran-Contra days in the Reagan administration, is out as president of the NRA and apparently unwillingly.
Yes, there was an internal political battle. I mean, I've been covering organizations for decades, and this was the most unusual and extraordinary situation I've ever seen. I mean, they were fighting about internal politics, claims of extortion, financial scandal, and between these two icons of the conservative movement, and Oliver North ended up losing out and is not being renominated.
And the other icon is Wayne LaPierre, the chief executive of the NRA, right? And North accused him of financial misconduct, said that he had charged $200,000 of wardrobe purchases. As you say, LaPierre accused North of trying to extort him. What is that about? Because this is where NRA TV comes in. Can you explain?
Well, LaPierre said that North went to one of his assistants and said, if you don't resign immediately, the advertising agency that runs NRA TV is going to release some allegations against you and others and top management at the NRA. So it all stems back to the NRA's longtime advertising agency, which is Ackerman McQueen. It's a Oklahoma City-based firm that has been working with the NRA for about 36 years. Mm. Peas in a pod, as it were, with the NRA for all that period. And in recent years, they've spent a lot of time and money, NRA money, developing this NRA TV, which is a web-based product, which has a lot of gun rights advocacy, but also general conservative advocacy programs.
Starring Oliver North in one case, right, who was paid handsomely to host one of the programs, and that's sort of what's at issue here, right? I mean, he was getting paid tons of money, and the NRA wanted to see where that money was going?
Yeah, so Oliver North, about a year ago, took the NRA president's position, which is an unpaid job, but he had formerly been a pundit on Fox News, which he then quit. So Ackerman McQueen, the NRA ad agency, signed him up for a fairly hefty contract to host a documentary program on NRA TV. But in recent months, the NRA and Ackerman McQueen have been at odds over NRA TV expenses for Oliver North and other things. Mm-hmm. And the NRA has basically claimed that Ackerman McQueen won't give them the details of what they're paying for and how much it's costing and that sort of thing.
Okay. So if these allegations are true, they could threaten the NRA's nonprofit status. And that is what the New York Attorney General is investigating. What's the significance of that?
The NRA is a New York registered nonprofit, and the Attorney General has power over nonprofits, and she could do all sorts of things if she's found misconduct there, including removing officers and directors and clawing back compensation. And in theory, I don't think it's very likely, in theory, she could dissolve the NRA as a nonprofit entity. I think the NRA has essentially left itself open to this sort of thing. I mean, these allegations about Wayne LaPierre and the wardrobe expenses are only the latest thing that have come out. We have done articles, and the New Yorker and the New York Times have done articles about other, essentially, dealings where insiders have profited off the NRA in sort of slightly unseemly and in many cases undisclosed ways that raise questions about whether the organization is being run for the members or for the benefit of insiders. And under nonprofit law, it's supposed to be run for the members.
Right. So it sounds like on the surface that it's some sort of petty fight between these two powerful men who are in charge. But it's something bigger than that, obviously.
It certainly says something about the NRA. I mean, the members, and a lot of people think that it's a very powerful advocacy group and a political organization, but it's also been essentially like a big money cow for $300+ million a year that they've been paying out in various ways. And some ordinary members may not want to support Wayne LaPierre's, you know, $20,000 a year in suit expenses.
So how likely is it that he emerges from this unscathed?
I think it's unclear. I mean, he obviously beat back the Oliver North challenge for the moment. I think that these allegations about his wardrobe expenses, there may be other things that come out. I mean, the man has proven to be a wily infighter and a survivor. There was a similar kind of internal battle at the NRA, actually over very similar allegations back in the 1990s, mm-hmm. not involving him personally, but about loose dealings with vendors, and he beat back that challenge and handily, and is a survivor. So we'll see.
Yeah, and it's tough when the president is telling the NRA to get its act together. Well, we will see for sure what the future holds for Wayne LaPierre and the NRA. Mark Marmont, senior editor at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for your time.
Glad to be here.